Blog Talk Radio.
Atem Nitzabim, Yesai, Komachihual, standing, here. This time, this season, it's a judgment time, it's a judgment season, the reason here for this particular season here, looking forward to the lunar new year. This year, the new year of the moon precedes the sun. And sometimes in seasons, and we've experienced it previously, where we have the new years, the solar new year and the lunar new year corresponding at the same time. I think that was around the 400th year, right? 1619, 2019, somewhere around then, September 11th, September 12th, it really came together. Here, in this Gregorian 2021 year, here, we're at September 5th in the early evening, early hours, right, of the dawning of the morning. We got like about two days, coming up to the 6th. Actually, the 6th evening of the 6th is New Year's, the lunar new year, also Rosh Hashanah, the head, the Rosh, the Ras Hasana, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. And that's the fifth of the seven appointed times of Jehovah, called in the Hebrew the Mo'adei Yahweh, the appointments, the meeting times of he who be, who ye be. And the day is called Yom Teruah. Teruah sometimes is interpreted as trumpets, but literally it means like a blast, like a shout, like a blast, the blast of the shofar, the blast of the trumpet. Now, Nitzavim always precedes, according to the order, always precedes the day of the blast, the day of trumpets. And here, it is no different in this time, in this season, preceding the day of trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. So here we're at the Sunday, the eve. This will be like basically the eve of the day of the trumpets, the day of the shouting, the day of the blast, the day of trumpets. And it's a warning. It's a warning sign for a warning time for judgment.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
Now, once again, I'm going to touch on the Nitzavim, a kind of a summary touching on some of the main points of Nitzavim of this 51st sabbatical. We have the 40 days of Teshuvah in the ancient pointing, Teshuvah, modern pointing, and from the root Shuv, Shab, to turn, the sense, the idea, to turn. More about Rosh Hashanah. One of the main points about Rosh Hashanah, some ask, is it biblical? Well, it's not really there in the Bible in that sense. What we're commanded is the day of the trumpets, the day of the teruah, the day of the blast. Interestingly enough, the teruah was mentioned in the 150th Psalm, according to the royal order, for the previous day. We also have in Nitzavim the sacrifice or the binding, more correctly, the binding of Yitzhak. It was thought to be a sacrifice, but ends up to be the binding, a willing giving, of course, of that beloved son of his, of Abraham, or father Abraham. But it was a binding of Yitzhak, the binding of Isaac. Also keep in mind that Yitzhak means laugh, to laugh. He laughed. It has a sense of he laughed. Very interesting. They got rumor and I got humor. What more can we say? Some guide to Rosh Hashanah. One of the main guides is just keep in mind Leviticus chapter 23, where it goes through the seven feasts, the seven festivals of Jehovah. We're here at the fifth, coming up on the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Fifth, sixth, and seventh, respectively, the day of the trumpets, the day of the shouting, the blast, Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, and Sukkot, booths, tabernacles, or huts. 10 days of awe, the 10 days of awe, or the 10 days of dread, right? The 10 days of wonder, some interpret the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance, also called the 10 days of repentance. When? From the day of the blast, the day of the teruah, which corresponds with Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is more what it became known, especially after the Yehudi came out of Babylon, you know, when they came out of Babylon, returned to Yerushalayim, some say New Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, and began to rebuild the liberty. We have the books of Ezra and Nehemiah as historical points of reference to that particular time that I was there. So we have the day of the trumpets, Yom Teruah, i.e. Rosh Hashanah, and then we have 10 days. Those 10 days lead up to Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim, and we emphasize HaKippurim instead of Kippur, because Kippur is not found there in that context concerning the day Yahuwah, the appointment of Jehovah, but rather as Yom Teruah. So Yom Teruah, but yes, on Rosh Hashanah, the trumpet blasts, and it's the 10 days, counting 10 days to the Day of the Atonement. The theme that Moshe brings forward here concerning the choice factor, and in this Torah reading and feeding, one of the reasonments is on free will, what is called will, the will, and free will. Do all have the same amount of free will? Is free will free? But free will, the idea of free will that we have right here. Even Moshe saying in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed, thy race, thy seed may live. So this choice factor, life and death, blessing and curse, blessing and lessening in the sense, abundance and you could say scarcity, lack, without the cuss, the consequences. This reminds I and I of what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in his first book concerning the tree of the da'at, the knowledge of good and evil, this particular choice factor. So the reasoning on free will and choice is also very, very important right here. As well as the season that this is, the 40 days of Teshuvah, the 40 days of repentance, or the 40 days of turning, in other words, doing that 180 from the straightway of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the 40 days called the 40 days of repentance, also is known as the Cheshbon, from Hashab in the Hebrew, Hasab in them heart. Hasab in them heart is interesting. It's the word for like thought and thinking. But it's not thought and thinking as we kind of use in this Western Gentile world. I noticed that, you know, listening to language, you know, people talk about like I think, right? A lot in the English language. But then when I look at this particular word that usually corresponds with thought, in the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic tongue, the Yehudi and the Amharic, the sense here is accounting. Is like it connects with math, like doing the math, accounting, reckoning in that sense, like deep consideration, isideration, because we're coming up to the judgment time, right? So this time and this season is a judgment time, both here at the end of the year, at the end of the churchical year, here at the seventh month, the seventh moon, it's the end of the churchical year. You might have heard it said before, in season and out of season. So we're coming to like the end of the season, because they are like three times in the year, and they all occur in this particular, these 7 months, seven moons right here, here, here. So we're coming to the period of time out of the season until we come into Abib or Nisan, roughly the springtime, the April, you know, the April, May season, you know, coming up. So that's interesting as well, just to take note, just giving a kind of an overview here, Hashabenu Adonai, turn us. Hashabenu Adonai, Hashabenu Yahuwah, turn I, O Jehovah, Hashabenu. In other words, that sense of turning us, sense is on the same root as Teshuvah, the Shah, the Shub sense, is help us to repent. Help us, we've gone so far, so long astray, the wrong way, that even when recognizing, sometimes we need that extra help, right, the extra guidance and attention to turn. So there's a prayer, there's a theme, Hashireinu Adonai. Also, there's a theme here coming up in this season of our Father, our King, Abinu Melkeinu in the Hebrew. Right, Abinu Melkeinu, in the Gutas, Abuna Negusana, Abuna, our Father, Abuna Negusana, our King. And this is very much connected with like the fact that it's judgment time, Yom HaKippurim. This is when, according to the tribe and the study of the scripture, it is seen that the judgments for the upcoming year are set right here, here, here. This is why the theme of repentance, you know, this is why the theme of atonement, right, is so central during this time and this season, and the connection with the day of judgment, right, the day of judgment, and I day of judgment. In other words, this is, either said judgment day, every day is a judgment day, right? So consider it as your day of judgment. So we're coming up on the Hebrew, right, and Judaic year 5782, right, looking forward to the Rosh Hashanah, Rastafari Rosh Hashanah, corresponding with the Monday, right, 6th of September 2021. So as we were speaking on Nitzavim, standing before Elohim, standing for the power, standing before the Almighty, standing before the judge. So the Torah reading and feeding the manna for the Shavua that we have just come through here, 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 we're at like the eighth day, so to speak, but the first day, the Sunday service, first day service, we're reflecting here, here, here on Parsha Nitzavim. This is always read on the Sabbath before Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah, serves as a prelude to the Isla Day, the Isla Days right here, the third of the three times in the year. The sages found an allusion to Rosh Hashanah in the opening verse. So to the idea of Rosh Hashanah, the day of trumpets, because the trumpet is like awaken the soul. Right, it's like a call, an alarm. You hear the trumpet. Something is going on. Judgment Day is coming. Yom HaKippurim is coming. So the sages linked the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, with the opening verse that we have, and the opening verse in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10, can be read as, you all are standing today, all of you before He who be, who ye be, your power, before the eternal, your power. Atem nitzavim hayom kulkem lifnei Yahuwah Eloheikem. So here we have atem. Atem is an independent pronoun, right? It's the second person, you, y'all, speaking to you all in that sense, but mainly it's speaking to the mandem, to the sons, the Bnei Yisrael, Atem, three times in a year shall all the males of Yisrael appear. It doesn't mean that the woman, right? Daughters do not appear, but it's recognizing the nature, you know, the nature. Sometimes maybe the woman cannot. So, for example, the sons, to whom more is given, more is required. So here we have the pronoun atem, atem, which means you all, when speaking to a group of males, a group of men. We have aten. There's aten. There's aten speaking to like a group of women. Here we have atem nitzabim. You all are standing, have taken a stand, are stationed, right? Hold your position, are stationed, right? Hayom, ha the yom, the day. The day, when we say hayom in the Hebrew, it implies today. Interestingly enough, in the Hebrew, the word for day is yom. Some might say yawam. Yom is day. And in the Ge'ez, Ethiopic, the word for day also is yom. Kul kem, kul, all, kul kem, all of kem, all of you all, still speaking to a group of men, the corporate body of Yisrael, lifnei, 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 before the face, before the presence, before the perception, Yahuwah Elohekem, of he who be who he be, Elohekem, your power, your male power. So here, 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 just to bring out the sense of this and now to look at the link with Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, with New Year's Day. Now, according to many of the ancient Hebrew and Judaic sages, the time, the Iowa immediately that precedes the appearance of HaMoshiach, the Iowa, the time that immediately precedes the appearance of the Messiah will be a time of testing. In Hebrew, we call the testing the Nisayon, Nisayon, the Nisayon, a time of Nisayon, Nisayon, a testing, time of Nisayon testing, in that the world will undergo various forms of trial and tribulation, trial and tribulation. This sometimes is referred to as the Chevlei Mashiach, the Chevlei Mashiach. What is the Chevlei Mashiach? It is the birth pangs of the Messiah, the birth pangs of the Messiah. We have this spoken of in the gospel according to Matthew's gospel, chapter 24, verse 8. Some say that the birth pangs, the Chevlei HaMoshiach, HaMoshiach, the birth pangs of the Messiah, are to last, some say, for 70 years. So some of the ancient scribes and the ancient elders and scholars of Torah had said that the Chevlei HaMoshiach, the Chevlei, birth pangs of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, of the anointed, were to last for 70 years, within the last 7 years being the most intensive period of the tribulation, of the Nisayon, of the testing. And this is what the scripture refers to as the time, the Iowa of Jacob's trouble, the time, the Iowa of Jacob's trouble, or the eighth Sarah he le Yaakov, the time of Jacob's trouble, the eight Sarah he le Yaakov. The climax of the great tribulation is called the great day of Jehovah, the great day of Jehovah, the Yom Yahuwah Hagdol, Hagdol. Great, big, the big day, the important day. This represents Ha'el, 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 the power, the Almighty's wrath poured out upon a rebellious world system, the world system of things. On this fateful day, Jehovah will terribly shake the entire earth. according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19. And worldwide catastrophes will occur, are occurring. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? We have this in the Chazon of Yohanan, in the Yohannes Rai, in the Revelation of John. Revelation chapter 6, verse 17 reads, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? So here, connection with Nitzabim, one standing, Atem, y'all standing, Atem Nitzabim. And Revelation chapter 6, verse 17, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? Can he stand in the judgment? The prophet Malachi likewise says, surely the day is coming. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer, every habitual doer of evil will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, saith Jehovah Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them, according to Malachi, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Only after the nations of the world, the nations of this earthly plane, have been judged, will the kingdom of Elohim, will the kingdom of Elohim, the Malkut HaElohim, the Mengiste Gziavia, be established up on the earth, on this earthly plane. So first things first, and this sounds a lot like Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15. Remember the 400 years, and then pointing not just to the 400 years, but to the period of time after that. So the 400 years, significant, but after that it says, and also that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. See the order of the word? And they shall be afflicted. They shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward, so before we get to the afterward, before that, there must be a judgment. And every day, a judgment day, coming to that great day. And afterward shall they, speaking of I and I, come out with great substance. So we see the connection in the prophecy and the scriptures, right, with the word, the remnant of Israel. Now that remnant of the Beta Israel, because we have Beta Israel over there, and we have Beta Israel here in the Americas and the Caribbean, the Beta Israel, that remnant. But not all who are of Israel are Israel. But the remnant of Israel will be saved, and the thousand-year reign of King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, will then commence. This is going over some of the historical, prophetic, scriptural-backed, and prophetical events in their order. Now, here's what's interesting, that His Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, spoke of the OAU and of that agreement of that convention to last for 1,000 years. I'm going to bring that up as well. I know we have seen it on a particular word, art, and everything. Got to bring that up and share it. What His Majesty spoke of, that agreement amongst the African heads of state lasting for 1,000 years. So this link between the 1,000 years and King Messiah, the anointed King of Kings, and the remnant of Israel being saved, being preserved, and the thousand year reign of King Messiah commencing then, according to Revelation chapter 20. We have Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. All right. So as the day draw nigh, 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 as the day draw near, near, near. Need to share something here on the day, the day, the day, the day. Right? These are the days. Here, here, here. Be begin the day here at Little Midnight. Yes, I, John Bless the Soul, I.K. Becker, Brother Vaughn, Wendy Mae Vaughn, here, begin the day. Yes, I, Rastafari.
You know, John. Right now it's just a little better than what it could be. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Begin your day by chasing all evil thoughts away. Yeah, begin your day by leaping by the decisions in yesterday. Everything's going wrong, the world is running on your negative. Yeah. Fly up, flag rise in a world of wrong. The violence needs a peaceful set of yeah. Oppressor trapped by his own law. Light and camera showing and a united in it. Well, no hero in the young law. Any bigger than how you begin it. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Yeah. How can I not be guardians of future? Yeah. Can't deal with matters right now. Amos witness peace turning to mourning, and all I songs into lamentation. Talk, talk, about all our wrongs, falseness of anality. Mourning of our sons is the bitter end. It's the riot like the ocean end. And you are well known. Because long me begging no move on your son. And you still now come. Me case come to make we left your soldier. And if the sun come pick up the conscience, the gods don't come make I chance them down. Like the flamber go a bush and a light city like this tribe. Man long, when Satan all great all the same, get all the name Satan. The shire of woman and the ego of man. In a day out of the league and when them build bandits on. Them a body, when them a run I just a body, them a body. Yes, John no suffer, but I man a see at them all so far away. Them a so long, I man can't hear when them a play. Who know what we do, who know this, get up and move on. While them a stand up and hear what John play. Go, 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 go. I want to be in this sound, and there will be no sound. They will try to read the sign, and there will be no sound. This sound, there will be no sound. They will try to read the times on our high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Blood pumping, come reggae eyes in. Lift up your eyes, it's your heart to be there. Your mama won't sleep in, your family eating. Lift up your heart, lift up your heart in gratitude. Hey, hey, hey. Whoa, hey, oh, hey. Yeah. Peace turn into moon. Talk, talk, talk on our lawn.
Begin the day, yes I, the first day, here, 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 on the ear and in the eye.
If you don't know,
oh, Rastafari. Farai, Midnight right there, Ake Becca, Wendy May, Ross Vaughn right there, God bless the soul here. Mining I had to begin the day. Here. A new day beginning. And here we're at the eve, right? At the eve of Rosh Hashanah, aka Yom Teruah. This is the last, we've had the last Shabbat of the year. Let's put this into context. The last Sabbath of the Isla part of the year. In other words, that's during the period of time from like the April-May season, Abib. In the scripture, it calls the month Abib. Abib refers to the barley harvest, linked etymologically with Abebe, right? Abebe and Abeba. Abebe, to grow, to sprout. Abeba, Abeba, a flower. Adis Abeba, a new flower. So here, we're at the last month of what is often referred to as the Jewish calendar, the Judaic calendar. So we have a holy calendar that is focused on the holy seasons from Passover straight through to harvest coming up right here to the Day of Trumpets, the Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah signifies the governmental year or the civil year. Right, so it's like the civil new year, Judaically speaking, the civil new year, in the same season as we have the solar new year and Ethiopia Kingdom of God new year. So here, this is the last moon of what we can call of the civil calendar, the Judaic civil calendar, when counting from Tishri. And it's called Elul. We still have a couple of a day right here, Elul. This began in this year, 2021, August 7th at sundown. Now, traditionally, this final moon, this final month of the calendar, what does it mark? It marks the beginning of a 40-day feast, or not feast, but season. Right, season of Teshuvah. Well, I guess you could feast on repenting, take it as a good thing, but the season is a season of Teshuvah, season of repentance, season of doing the turn, making that turn. That culminates with the solemn Isla Day holiday of Yom HaKippurim. So the days go straight through, including the 10 days after Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, till the 10th day where we have Yom HaKippurim, or the Day of the Atonement. The month of Elul, right, is therefore a time of Iowa that is set aside each year to prepare for the 10 days of awe, what's called the 10 days of awe, also the 10 days of repentance. The 10 days of awe, the Yamim Noraim. Noraim can be awe, but Noraim, as one of He Who Be Who He Be's attributes, is Ha-Norah, the dreadful one, the awesome one, the awful one, the terrible one. But of course, in the Hebraic sense, this is a good sense. English confuses it many times. So the days of awe, the days of dread, by getting I and I spiritual, irritical bait, our bait, our house in order. Now the Haftarah, coming forward here, the Haftarah. We like to share the Haftarah on the first day service, Sunday service, as we look forward to new Shavuah. The Haftarah, or the prophet's reading for Shabbat Nitzavim, for Sabbath standing, is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Isaias, chapter 61, verse 10 to chapter 63, verse 9. This is the last of the seven readings from HaNabim, the prophets, that are consecutively read before the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. These are called Haftarot, or prophets' readings of comfort. and they foretell of the restoration, the restoring of John's people, the once lost, now found, of the Beta Israel, and of the coming of the Messianic, or the age of the Moshiach, the age of the Messiah, some refer to as the Messianic era or the Messianic age. In this Shavuot, the reading, the future salvation, the future saving, preservation of the nation, and thus the theme of nationhood, because he went from peoplehood, from being John people, to being his chosen nation. So now the future salvation of the nation, right, nation, nationality, nationhood of Yisrael, of I and I, the Beta Israel at home and abroad, is described. Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, promises, he gives his yea and his amen to shine. He who be who he be promises, gives his yea and his amen to shine his glorious light, his glorious illumination on, upon Jah people, and to reveal his glory despite the hour of disillumination called darkness, trials, and tribulation that comes up on upon the earth. So here, this is interesting, because Gurmawi, Negusa Neges, His Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi, Haile Selassie, Baruch Hashem, he says to he says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So revealing the truth of the scripture, the truth of the Bible, fulfilling his yea and amen, Jehovah promises to shine his glorious illumination, his light upon his people, Jah people, and to reveal his glory. For my part, I glory in the Bible, despite and in spite of the hour of darkness, of no lightness, disillumination, tribulation, trials that come upon the earthly plane. Here, this brings us here to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61. A sample here, and give thanks, Sinai fellow Haber Ras Sahar Ahad, for the reading coming forward here, for this seventh and the final of the seven readings from the prophet Isaiah of comfort, seeing the season, the time that we be in. Here, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 and 11. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul, my psyche shall be glad. She shall be glad in Elohai, Hailei, my power, I power. For he hath clothed thy with the garments of Yeshua, of salvation. He has covered I with the robe of tzedakah, of righteousness. Like a bridegroom who decks himself as a priest, as a Kohen, with beautiful, itiful headdress, and like a bride adorned herself with jewels. For just as the ground produces its crops and a garden yields its produce, so the sovereign Adonai Jehovah will cause deliverance to grow, and give his people a more reason to praise him, to Isaiah him in the sight of all the nations, in the sight of all nationalities, in the sight of the international community. So the great day of Jehovah and the time, the Iowa of judgment on the nations, on the international community, especially on the Anglo-Americans, on this world order, it draws near. And Zion, even the African Zion, Zion's deliverance is fully assured. all of the covenant, the yea and amen, the promises of Ha'elohim, of the power given to Yisrael, will be fulfilled. Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, I will finish the work of redemption promised to Jah people. And zooming in on the word right here, he has covered I. He has covered I in his righteousness. Now, here we have some interesting reasonings to reason on, and hopefully ones and ones we can reason together. Hopefully ones and ones take these hints right here and take the time, if possible, to reason on it. How Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, how he interpreted Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to verse 14, in Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 8. Again, let's reason on how Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, interpreted Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14, in Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 8. Why do we go here? We go here because Paul, Rav Shaul, he first quotes Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5, as a summary of the meaning of HaTorah, the meaning of Jah's direction, instruction, the law. You must keep the commandments in order, quote, to live by them. In other words, you must entirely, fully obey them to find chayim, to find life, liberty, chayim. Now, then Rav Shaul, Paulos, Paul, he then contrasts the, quote, righteousness that is from HaTorah, that righteousness that is from the Torah, with the righteousness that is of Emuna. Emuna in the Hebrew, in the Amharic, Emnet, faith, or the other Ethiopic word, Haimanot, the righteousness that is of the Haimanot, the living faith, the Emuna. Only Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, can bridge the gap between Shemayim, the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, and Haaretz, and the earthly plane. When Paul, Rav Shaul, when he quotes Debarim, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, but the word is very near y'all. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Some note that he omits the last clause. The last clause. What is the last clause? Quote, so that you can do it. Precisely some reason, because we, I and I, can't do it. I.e., that is to keep the commandments. To keep the commandments. Now, when I read through this, I paused on it for a moment. And I said, okay, let me weigh this, John, you know, guide I and I. And here, just to touch on this briefly and to contrast what is written there, because it's interesting that Garmawi Nagus Neges, as Paul said that, you know, that Ha'elohim, the power, true good, true God, will judge the world by his gospel. When a reading of the writing of the New Testament brings out that sense that Elohim will judge the world by his gospel, by Paul's preaching of the good news. And it's interesting to find the quotes of Garmawi Nagus Neges and Promatic Garmawi Halasalazi referring to Paul. See, I connect this right here with the word that we just had read and shared before, where Jehovah promises to shine his glorious light, his illumination upon his people, among Jah people, and reveal his glory with the King of Kings, Kedemari HaLaslasi, saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, saying, for my part, I glory in the Bible. For many of us may have read the Bible from the Western Gentile counterfeit Christianity and just get totally confused, but give us the teaching of his majesty. I want no devil's philosophy. So it's interesting when people talk about Paul, in some ways. They might have been abused by counterfeit Christians. I mean, even Yeshua, Rabbeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Jesus Christ, even said that many shall come in his name. They come in Jesus' name and shall deceive many, all right? But he gave us the word, the word, the word, the word, and his majesty fulfills this word.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Note the wording, and we're trusting here in grace, the translator, because some of what Matthew says is not that clear, but hopefully ones who have the technology, you know, to separate the top vocals from the bottom vocals, and we can get a clearer hearing of his majesty speaking. Sometimes we hear some of the words in the foreground, but when the translator comes in, but we're taking it on grace, right, that he says to fulfill, right, to fulfill, overs, to fulfill. Fulfill is a different word than, say, do it, keep it, remember it, you know, but fulfill. So here, looking at what Paul brings out right here, where he omits the last clause that says, so that you can do it, from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, some interpret this because we can. And then the light shine, the burhan shine, and say, yes, we cannot do it of our flesh, our carnal mind of the old man. We can't do it of the old man. This is where our people before, where they failed, right? They sought to do it of their carnal mind, right? But let's go on right here. To keep the commandments, to what? Fulfill the commandments. So what Paul is bringing out right here is the word of faith. The word of faith is the message that Ha Elohim, the power, righteousness, is the power righteousness that now comes through Moshiach. Moshiach's work comes through Messiah, yes, but moreover his work, right, his work for I and I. And the confession of the emuna, of the faith, of the imnet, of the hymenot, it ascribes to him glory, it ascribes salvation to be of he who be, who he be, of Jehovah, not based on our own works or what we feel, think, believe is our own works of righteousness. Now, this reasonment here is just to kind of just open it up right here, because when I first came across that, I said, why you say that right there? And then I recalled his majesty word sound, where he says to fulfill, right? One more area I'd like to share right here, right on this right here, because I went even forward and looked over here and went into Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? This is the part where it speaks of Christ, Mashiach, Messiah, who is near, the anointed, the anointing, the ointment, who is near. But what does it say? The word is near you, is near y'all, is near I and I, right? In your mouth and in your heart. The word is near you. So it's near I and I. In I and I mouth. So we have to put the word in I and I mouth and the word in I and I heart, heartically speaking. They say to know something by heart is like to memorize it, remember it. That is the word of faith that I and I proclaim. So then I looked over here at this footnote. This is one of the other recommended recovery version, New Testament Bible. Is by Witness Lee. It has a very good Trinity perspective in light with the true teaching of the Hebrew Trinity and the true teachings of the Trinity according to Ethiopian Orthodoxy, or the Orthodoxy, the Church of His Majesty. But here it says, hear the word. The word is used interchangeably with Christ. So when Paul is bringing this out from the ancient Judaic reasonings, and we find this when we go through the Midrash, we say, Chan, you know, that sounds a lot like the New Testament. Here, the word is used interchangeably with Messiah, with the anointed, as we have in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, indicating that this word, the word is Messiah. The word is Moshiach. Moshiach, anoint, the anointed, right? The ointment, the act of anointing, even in the trifold sense. He is the ointment, one. He is the anointing, right? The verb, right, of it. And he is the anointed. So Messiah was incarnated, right, by coming down from Shemayim and was resurrected by coming up from Sheol. Thus, like this, he has become the living word, right? Dabarim Hayim, the living word, the spirit, the irit. We have Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, brings this out. He becoming, he who be, who he be, he become the living word, the irit, the spirit, to be in thy mouth and in thy heart, just like the ear, the breath, that can be taken into our being. He is near and he is available. This is an interesting reasonment because it started to remind me of some of what we had read according to some of the manuscripts of the true church and the professing church, Church of Philadelphia, the Church of His Majesty, Church of Brotherly Love, concerning Trinity, right? Hashalush HaKadosh in the Hebrew, Kedush Selassie, he who was, he who is, he who is to come. He who is the anointing, the ointment, and the anointed. All right, because past, present, and future is all revealed to him. So in the irid, the spirit, right, iritically speaking, with his word, that living word, in I and I mouth, in I and I heart, not just in I and I mouth, but also heartically, through him we are able to fulfill that word of his majesty.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and man elaborate on hand 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this and accepts this and accept this, and accept this, and accept this. Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
Yes, yes, yes. So bring I forward here to the seventh of the prophets reading, the reading from the prophets, namely prophet Isaiah, Isaiah, here for the prophet reading of comfort, the Haftarot of comfort. He has covered me in his righteousness. In his righteousness. So here's a couple of the first words. Sos asis v'yahuah, kagel nafshi belohai. I will greatly rejoice. Sos, rejoice, asis. I will exalt, like rejoice and rejoicing. I will greatly rejoice v'yahuah, in he who be who he be. Kagel. Let her be glad. Let she be glad. Tagel. Tagel. Let her be glad. Tagel nashi. Let my soul, my psyche, right? Let her be glad. Tagel nashi. Be'elohai. Be'elohai. In my Elohim. ki hila biyashani biya gideya yesha'a ma'ila sadaka ye atani. For he clothed me, ki for that, because ki for hila biyashani. Hilabishani, to clothe. For he clothes I bigday Yesha, bigday in the clothing of Yesha. Yesha from Yasha is at the root of Yeshua, to save, saving. Bigday Yesha, the garments of salvation. My Dinai of the Rhema Rastafari tune, I'm not going to put it on. Put it on, put on salvation. Bigaday Yesha, Ma'il, Sedaka, Ma'il. Ma'il is a robe. Ma'il, a robe, Sedaka, Sedaka, righteousness, Sedaka, justice, Sedaka, piety, Sedaka, uprightness. In some context, Sedaka is charity. Ma'il, Sedaka, Ye Atani, Ye Atani. He has covered me. Ye atani. He has covered me. To cover has a sense like folding over, like almost like wrapping, folding by wrapping. Khatan. Khatan. Khatana ye kahain pa'ir with ka kala ta ide. K leha, as a groom, k hatan, hatan, hatan. Somebody says hotain, k hatan, k hotain, k as hatan, hatan, a hatan, a hatan. What is a hatan? A hatan is a bridegroom. Ye kahain, Yekahain, serve as a priest, to attire, to don something, to wear something in honor. The sense of this word is to serve as a Kohain. Yekahain, 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 to serve as a priest or to attire, to don, to wear something. So as a groom, he wears as a priest, Pa'er, Pa'er. Now Pa'er, Pa'er, fa'ar, right? Fa'ar, this is one of the Hebrew roots of the Rastafari, Tiferet, or the Tiferet, Tafari, there in the Hebrew, one of the attributes of he who be, who he be. Here we have part from that root, Pa'er, 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 a headdress, a turban, an ornament from the root of fa'ar. Fa'ar is to beautify, to edify, right? To edify, to make beautiful. Right, so khatana ye kahena pa'er, as a groom dressed like a priest, he wears a headdress with ka kala, with ha kala, with ka kala, and with ka as kala, kala, kala. A kala is the bride. So we have the hatan is the groom, and the kala, kala, kala is the bride. And the bride, ta'ide, ta'ide, she is bedecked, she put on, she adorns, right? Ada, 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 it's like beautify, putting on, right? Ta'ide, ta'ide, she puts on, keleha. Kaleha, 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 here is brought out as her jewels, her jewels. But Kalei, right, Kalei, Kali, Kali, Kalei can be like articles, things, furnishings. But here the context of her jewels, Kaleha, Kalei, jewels, ha, her, Kaleha. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul, my psyche, she shall be glad in Elohai, Hailei, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom who decks himself as a priest with beautiful, eitiful headdress, and like a bride adorns herself with jewels, jewels, right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up with the bracha, the haftarah, bracha, the blessing before the reading, right? The blessing before the reading of the prophets here at the seventh, right? Here at the seventh. Yes. Ah. Shema Yisrael, hear this, Shema, Shema, Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam, Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, Veratzah b'debreihim, Hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher b'torah, U'moshe abdo, U'b'Israel ammo, Ubenebiei haemet watzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Padamawi, Padamawi, Slavia.
The home place is due for
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63. Verse 9. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Master Yahweh Buduku will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Chapter 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all thy kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh Buduku shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal datum in the hand of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shalt thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for Yahweh Buduku delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set my watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. but they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise Yahweh Buruku, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a stand for the people. Behold, Yahweh Buruku hath proclaimed to the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh Buruku, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Chapter 63. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation to me, and my fury it upheld me. Jah! And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of Yahweh Buruku, and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Yisrael, Bete Yisrael, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give thanks, Rosh Ahad, right there, for the seventh reading from the prophets of comfort, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63, verse 9. I heard a word there. Bear with me. I hope this is the tune by Sister Aisha right here, here, here. One of the relics, one of the word sounds. Yeah, raise your voice. Yeah, raise your voice. A Rhema tune for the seventh reading of the Haftarah of Comfort. Here, here, here. Corresponding to the last Shabbat of the year, moving forward to New Year's. Here, Sister Aisha. Sister Aisha. Aisha. Aisha, raise your voice.
Raise your voice like the trumpet.
chapter 62, verse 1, verse 6 and 7. Check it, check it, check it. Dubwise, Sister Aisha, right here, here, here. Raise your voice like... Chapter 62 from the seventh reading, Prophet of Comfort, right here, 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 Haftarah of Comfort, here on the last Shabbat of the year before we go into the new year, Lunar New Year coming up first on the 6th. Then we have that like Pagume, the 13th month, those days right there leading up to what? September 11th. Yes, I. So here, here, here. Love to do a remix on that right there. Just announce it. Didn't see that link there, but heard it again and heard the dub right there. But just to go over this portion of the chapter, give thanks, Ra Sahar Ahad, and all the brothers, the brethren and sisters that contribute word, sound, especially the word. The word is near I, even in I mouth and I heart. Right here, Yeshaya, just to zoom in on chapter 62, just a look right here. This section is a continuation, right? And this section is restoration of Yisrael, restoration of Israel. The seventh Haftarah of comfort, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, it begins near the end of the section concerning the kingdom, Malkut in the Hebrew, the kingdom, or Mengist, and Amharic peace, Shalom, Salam, and Braka, the Bereket, the blessing, after the day of vengeance anticipated. The restoration of Yisrael extends to Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12. So here, picking up with chapter 62, and give thanks again, Sister Aisha. Aisha, I hope you pronounce your name like that. You pronounce it correctly. Aisha, Aisha. We know some say Aisha, but we'll say Aisha. Yes, I. Raise your voice. The tune is called Raise Your Voice. Here, restoration of Israel, continue chapter 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles, the nations, the international community shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name that the mouth of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Jehovah, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy power, thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called, here we have Chefzi means my delight, Chefzi, Ba means in her. Chefzi ba, my delight is in her. But thou shalt be called Chefzi ba, my delight is in her. And thy land, Beula, means married, or she who is a mistress. Mistress in the true sense, she who is the lady master in that sense. The Baal, the husband, the Beula, and thy land married. For Jehovah delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man married a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. Again, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy Elohim, thy power, rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen here again in Sister Aisha's tune, Raise Your Voice, verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem, that shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye, y'all that make mention of Jehovah, keep not silence, and give him no rest until he establish, until he make Yerushalayim a praise and Isis in the earth. Jehovah have sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat, to be food for thine enemies. And the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise and Isis Jehovah. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness, I islandness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye all the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Lift up a banner, a standard, a flag for the people. Even the flag of the Lion of Judah. Behold, Jehovah hath proclaimed to the end of the world. Say y'all to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation, thy Yeshua cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the Isla people, the redeemed of Jehovah. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Yes, yes, yes. And it's interesting because in chapter 63, we get a word, the word of the word picture, the word of the picture that we get with the eye, all eyes shall see him, the photograph of Ketamari Haile Selassie wearing the red robes. And chapter 63 begins off the day of vengeance. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Basra? Basra over there, like Iraq, that region of the world. This that is glorious in his apparel. Trice, three times, this is the best dressed man in the world. This that is glorious in his apparel. It's interesting that he used the word this, because in Psalm 87, verse 4, where it says, Zeh Yulad Sham, or it said, Im Kush, Zeh Yulad Sham, Im Kush, with Kush, with Ethiopia, Zeh, this, Yulad Sham. They say, this man, this. Here again, that idea of this, right? Mine, yes, but even more than mine. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel? Why are the coronation garments red? And thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat, the wine vat. I have trodden the wine press alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments. Oh, that's why. And I will stain all my raiment for the day of vengeance. Now, here's what's interesting when we look at Yeshaya, Isaiah, and we look at chapter 61. In chapter 61, we get to like verse 1 and 2. This is the verses that Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, going into the synagogue in Nazareth and Notri and Nazareth, he went up in Judaic and Jah people fashion to read, you know, from the Torah, right, and from the prophets. He went up to read, and he read this section beginning off Isaiah chapter 61. And you observe that Yeshua, he suspended the reading of this passage in the synagogue of Nazareth, according to Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, at the comma in the middle of Isaiah 61 and 2. So Isaiah 61 and 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, of Jehovah. And then it said that this is where he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the Gebi, right, to the minister in the synagogue, and sat down. So he didn't read the part where it says, and the day of vengeance of Eloheinu, of our Elohim, to comfort, remember the Haftarahs of comfort, to comfort all that mourn. And then right after that, we come into the next section of Isaiah, where the kingdom peace and blessing after the day of vengeance is pronounced, and the restoration of Yisrael, of the Beta Israel, right, extending to the fullness of the chapter. The point right here is that the first advent, the Messiah in the first advent, the Ethiopian Book of Enoch and other scripts point out the two advents, the Messiah ben Joseph, the Messiah ben Dawi, the two advents. The first advent, right, in the time of Yeshua HaMoshiach, that opened the day of grace, which is called the acceptable year of Jehovah. But it does not fulfill, it did not fulfill the day of vengeance. That will be taken up when Moshiach, Christ, the Messiah, even Christ in human character, returns. Here we have 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 10. Other areas of prophecy, Isaiah chapter 34 and 8, Isaiah chapter 35, verses 4 to 10. Now, the last verse, when taken with the fourth, it gives the historic connection. The vengeance, right, the day of vengeance is precedes the regathering of Israel, of Israel, and it synchronizes with the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord, the day of Jehovah. So it's interesting to link that there, and then with the coronation and description of this one that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak the word sound of his majesty, select the speeches of his majesty, the word sound and power, even the war speech. You know, I mean, just powerful. Even when others chant it with their mouth and harticle, it has that resonance because it's from I that speak in righteousness, mighty, mighty to save. So here, that link coming into the time of vengeance makes me ask the question concerning the war and the fascist invasion and the match struck in Ethiopia and the flames burning down Europe. Was that a part of that right there? Here. We got a half hour right here. Let's fulfill this here, 54th sabbatical right here, Nitzabim, Shabbat Nitzabim, here, Senbed Komach Chual, here in the early hours of the first day, here for the Sunday service. Here is the blessing before the reading of the Brit Chadasha, of the New Covenant reading. Here. Shema Yisrael.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabaruch Shehabarik Ha Chadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Ja, Al Selassie in the sun.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 51, Nitzabim, one standing, from Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 12, and John chapter 12, verse 41 through 50. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Romans chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief, by their lack of faith. Echai chepetz libabi utifilati leElohim bad Yisrael asher yuashau ki meid ani aleihem shem kanim leElohim abal lo bdat ki et tikat Elohim lo yedau wa yebakshu lehakim et tikatam ul tikat Elohim lo niknau, ki hamashiach sof ha-torah, litzdaka lekol ha-ma-min bo. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Christ, for Mashiach, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring Mashiach again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. For Adonai Echad, the same Lord over all, is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Adonai, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. John chapter 12, verse 41 through 50. Hadbarim ha'eleh deber Yeshiyahu b'chazoto et kebodo v'yinabea alayo ulam gam min hasarim he'eminu bo rabim ak ba'abur hafrusim lo hodu bepihem libilti yenudu mitok kalam ki kabod anashim yakar be'aynehem mi kabod Elohim. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of Elohim. Yeshua cried and said, He that believeth in me believeth not in me, but in him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father that sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lakhailu, kabor lakeramawi, khaili selasi, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, Our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had founded it on the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
hand and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
up his
nor sworn
to vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who? King of
who is the King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself Light of the World.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstone, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, 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 Malcolm Hood. Yes, Malcolm Hood, beautifully good. First day. Shabuot Tov, a strong seven. Here, here, here. For the first day called Sunday, we're at the eve of the Judaic New Year, Rosh Hashanah, also the Yom Teruah, the feast of, well, the day, actually it's a day, it's a feast, it's a festival, celebrate the sound, raising I and I voice like a trumpet, that Rhema word right there, there, there. Yes, I'd like to touch on a little bit more of some of the reasonings from this 51st, there's a lot that's packed in here as it connects with what the Apostle Paul reasons on in Romans. And, you know, what he said there, how does it connect with what we have right here, here, here. There's another psalm too right here. That was Psalm 92. That's on the first day. 144, that's the Sabbath seal psalm. There's a psalm that has a rephrasing of the blessing, the priestly blessing, and that's what Psalm 67. Let's share that one right here, here, here as well. Yes, sir.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Find your peace, life, and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I, Isis, and here, here, praise him, Twinkle Brothers Classic, play the dub, His Majesty's dub, here, 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 full of foe, Isis, first day, Isis.
Praising, shouting, singing, praising, the love that
calling, yes I. Calling, calling,
calling. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Here, calling, calling, calling. We got another Iowa. I'll catch it on the replay. Yes, I give thanks. Have a good day. But those here, and those calling, calling, calling. We got like 6 minutes, less than 6 minutes to call in. Here, the full of full. Like to just touch on the fullness of some of the overview for this 51st as it links with the end of the year, the beginning of the Isla days and the holy days here with the lunar and the solar new year. So calling, calling, calling. Ja calling. Yes, I.
I'm not sorry that I've answered the man.
Yes, 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 Nitzavim. So we touched on about in the Shabua in the podcast about what about 9, 10. I think we touched on conditional, whether the covenant was conditional or unconditional. I think we have a couple more questions, interesting questions. Also, the connection of the new covenant reading and feeding. We have Paul quoting the Torah. I mean, we have much Torah in the New Testament being quoted to, referred to, especially in the proving that Yeshua is Moshiach. Once again, right here, we've got the 60 seconds. Those who are listening to the live stream, which you can always, the good news is catch it, Jah willing, on the replay. But here, let's pick up with question number 12 right here for our Rastafari sabbatical chat right here. What is the meaning of the statement? There's a statement that is made in the Nitzavim, reading and feeding for Shabbat Nitzavim. It's from Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to Jehovah, our Elohim, to he who be our power. But the things that are revealed belong to us, belong to I and I. So that we, I and I, may do all the words, the debarim, of this law, of this Torah. It's also particularly interesting when it says all these things have come upon us. In the Hebrew, the word is debarim, all of these words. So how the word become flesh, the word become manifest, right? Also linking with the principle in Romans chapter 10, where the word is interchangeable in the context and as it's used with Moshiach. So Moshiach, Messiah, man, but it's more than man. It's that power of Hailahim. So what is meant by the secret things belongs to Jehovah, our power, but the things that are revealed belong to us, I and I, so that we may do all the words, the debarim, of this Torah, of this Torah, this direction, instruction. Here. There's enough discussion, reasoning on this particular verse here in 29:29, Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to Jehovah, our power. Reminds me of when Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, when I think he mentioned something to that effect about, like Jah has many secrets, but, he spoke to what's revealed of his majesty to I and I, so that we may do all the words of this direction instruction. So there's enough discussion, reasoning on this. You see, the people, Jah people were responsible for one another, as we had shared in the Shabuah, right, called Yisrael, Arabim, Zebazeh. Call Yisrael, Arabim, Zebazeh. All Israel, call Yisrael, Arabim, responsible, Zebazeh. This and this, like this for this one, each one for one another. I for I and I and I and I for one another. Right? So that principle being brought forward, that they might have wondered how they could, quote, police, fire burning, but how they could police in that sense. We say fire burn Babylon, they're other than things. But how could Jah people police, so to speak, the private matters of others? And therefore, quote, secret, end quote, secret things, they may refer to the private transgressions of individuals. The people would be responsible only to judge, quote, revealed matters. I'm going to put a footnote right here, because some who might have read translations of the New Testament from Ones and Ones might say, well, Jesus says, judge not. Well, actually, if you would study that, he says, don't condemn. Don't judge against, like being judgmental against, like hypocritical, The next person does it. Oh, they're the worst sinner. But you see, I happen to do it, but it's different for me. No, the people were only to judge, to weigh it in the light of John's revelation, that which is revealed. You know, public uckeries, things that come to the level of public. Interesting that Rabbeinu Einai Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, in Matthew, I think it's chapter 18, he says if anyone has anything against, like a brother has something against the next brother or sister against sister or one-on-one, you know, they should go to that one directly and then take two or three others, right, to try to reason it out. And then only after that particular process there was they to reveal it to the gathering, whether the synagogue or the Hebrew church or, you know, to everyone, to make it public. But not the private thoughts and deeds of others. The private thoughts and deeds of others. Now, there's another connection of this thought and this idea here is, you know, when people say, like, I know somebody's heart. I know what, like, you know, like, I know what you was thinking. You know, like, really? On the mystical level, right, mystical level, the secret things of Jehovah, right, the secret things here, we have the Ha-Nistarot, Ha-Nistarot, Ha-Nistarot. Another form of the word Satar, which means that which is hidden, is Nistatir, where the word says that he is a El, a power, a God, a source that hideth himself, Nistatir. And Nistatir from the Hebrew later would come into even the coin of the Greek as mystery, Mistatir. We know this because we can trace it to the root, to Mistatir, to Satar, to hide. Here we have Ha-Nistarot, Nistarot, Ha-Nistarot, the Nistarot, that which is hidden, La-Yahuwah, the secret things of Jehovah. So one translation said the secret things belong to Jehovah. In fact, let's just do this right here, brothers and sisters. Let's turn the King James Bible, because something that just come to mind, we pointed it out so one can also take note of these points and going through your own studies can see whether there's a principle here, you know, principle over personality. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, we're looking at the KJV, the King James Bible. Yep. Here it goes. The secret, if you read the King James Version of the Bible, Deuteronomy 29:29, it says the secret, and then we have italicizations. Remember what we say and teach on the italicizations in the KJV Bibles? The majority of times, I would say all the time, but majority of verses that I've read and recall, the majority of places and checked out, italicizations don't occur. So reading the whole verse here, it says the secret things belong, the word things belong is italicized, to the Lord our God. We don't read the un, because the Rastaman elders said the un means not, unto, unclean, unkind, undone. So the secrets to Jehovah our Elohim, but those revealed, is the R there? Yeah, revealed to us, to I and I, and to our children forever, that we may do all the words, the barim, of this law, of this Torah. So here in the KJV, it shows that things belong. Things belong is not there. They have the word secret in a singular sense, but here in looking at the Hebrew, we have ha-nistarot. Ha is a definite article. Nistarot is like the hiddens, the secrets. Ha-Nistarot La-Yahuwah, La-Yahuwah. One form of it could be interpreted as of he who be, who he be, of Jehovah, or for Jehovah. So the Hebrew and Afro-Semitic, other languages is, and even Amharic, but in different contexts. But here the Hebrew allows for the interpretation of it to the English as the secrets of Jehovah or the secrets for Jehovah. KJV brings it out as the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but more correctly, the secrets to he who be, who be our power, the secrets of he who be, who he be our power. So this is bringing it to a little more of the mystic level of it, the secret things of Jehovah. This refers to Hailahim, the power, hidden decree, his hidden decree, that which was hidden. We have Brother Paul, whom Garamawi Nagus Nagas refers to, Garamawi Hanselasi refers to Apostle Paul in many different senses. So we've heard a lot of different controversy concerning Paul, but I think it's because people are lost in mistranslation. But this refers to John's hidden decree. He had a hidden decree. Paul says, you know, that which is hidden in God, that which is hidden in Elohim. So we have Elohim's hidden decree to exile Jah people to extend the offer of salvation to other nations. So this is what has been brought out, not just now, but over some thousands of years ago, that yes, it was shown to Israel, but with Israel going astray, Jah in his own sovereignty, in his own mercy, extended the offer of salvation to other nations. There's some Israelites that say that only Israel, salvation is only for Israel. We say from our studies in the Holy Spirit that salvation is mainly and namely mainly for Israel. But from a careful reading of the scripture, we do see that there is this once hidden aspect that has become revealed, that once the people were exiled, the people were exiled to the extent that the offer of salvation would be to other nations. This partial hardening, something called a partial hardening because of the hardness of the hearts of Israel. We have this among the Yehudi, even the black Jews 2,000 years ago with the black Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. The partial hardening upon Israel, we have this with many of the other Israelites, you know, vis-a-vis Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. The partial hardening upon Israel is given according to the scripts and according to Romans chapter 11, they call that bankruptcy, right? Chapter 11, verses 25 to 36, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. The partial hardening upon Israel is given until the fullness of the nations has come in. Note that this sort of a mystical interpretation, it fits with the prophecy of Yisrael, Israel's future conversion, given in the following verses. The following verses, even here in Deuteronomy, right? Deuteronomy, in the Hebrew, it'll be chapter 30. Right, verse 30, but in KJV, it's the next verse where it says, and it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 in the KJV, and it shall come to pass, Wahaya, when all these things, all these debarim, all these words are come upon thee, the baraka uktalala, the blessing and the curse, the consequence that I have set before thee, and thou shall call them to mind, shall recall them among all these nations. So while the people are exiled, Jah people, I and I exile among all these other nations, what are we doing? We're calling these things to mind. Whither where Jehovah, thy God, thy power, hath driven thee, and shall return to Jehovah, thy power, Eloheka, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy psyche. Pointing this out, we will share the audio of his majesty, but hopefully the Talmudim, you get to know that word of his majesty, his advice to all. When he was asked, what is his advice to young people? He included his advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, a.k.a. also known as the Ten Words. So here to question 13, Habarim, what did Moshe foretell would happen to Yisrael during the exile in the latter days, the last days? Now we have Deuteronomy chapter 30. We read the first and second verses, chapter 30, verses 1 to 6. 1 to 6. So verses 3 to 6, it says, That then Jehovah Eloheka, thy power, will turn thy captivity. Now we touched on this, turn thy captivity, or will return with thy captivity, one bringing out of the Hebrew, and have compassion upon thee, and will return, will do what? Return, shuv, teshuva, and gather thee from all the nations, from all the nationalities, the nations, nowadays nation states. The time of the Gentiles is politically known as the time of the nation states, this time, this particular period of time. Whither Jehovah thy power hath scattered thee. Now it's interesting, because who has done what? According to what we read in Torah, that even if the hand of the Gentiles is found here or there, that it is the sovereign, he who he be, I and I power, who has given a decree, right, as it says in Revelation, till all the words of Elohim be fulfilled, right? He has given them to give their kingdoms to the beast until the words of Jehovah be fulfilled. Verse 4, if any of thine, be driven out to the uttermost parts of heaven. Interesting right here, we're speaking about the earth, right? Things happening on the earth. But yet the language here is that if any of thine be driven out to the outmost parts of heaven, of Shemayim, from thence, will Jehovah thy power gather thee, and from thence, from there, will he fetch thee. Interesting, that link with us on earth, and we're driven out to the farthest or the outmost of the heavens, the connection of heaven and earth, bridging that gap. Verse 5, and Jehovah thy power, Yahweh Eloheka, will bring thee into the land that thy fathers, thy patriarchs, possess. And thou shalt possess it, or bringing out the Hebrew sense, possess her. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers, above thy patriarchs. Lest one think that, oh, it has a male focus. What about the woman? We didn't zoom in on it, but in the Torah of comfort, the Parsha of comfort, the Torah reading of comfort, he is speaking mainly to she. The soul is she. Even when it speaks about the commandment, the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah, she is also she. The Sabbath in many contexts is as she. In the beginning, bereshith. In the beginning, bereshith, reshith. Shlomo HaMelech, Solomon tells us that wisdom, chokmah, she is the beginning. Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said that wisdom is justified by all of her children. But then we say, teach us how to pray, how John taught the disciples. Abinu Sheba Shemayim, Abuna Zebe Shemayat, our Father who art in heaven. So we have our Father, Yeshua HaMoshiach, points out the mother and the divine feminine from the beginning, just so that one can see, hopefully, and receive the balance. Verse 6 here, and Jehovah thy power will circumcise thine heart. Uh-oh. Some people say, oh, this idea of circumcision as being some mystical, heartical thing, that is the Gentiles, that's the Greeks and Romans. No, it's not. It's scripture. It's Jah. It's Yahuwah Eloheinu. He says, and Jehovah thy power will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed. Thy seed, the word for seed and race, scripturally is one and the same. And the heart of thy seed to love Jehovah, thy power, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Now, this is an interesting area of scripture. We might have read it, but to chew the cud, to chew it. And he who be who you be, your power will circumcise. So who's doing the action? Who's doing the action? It's Jehovah, thy power, I and I power, who will circumcise thine heart, I and I heart, and the heart of I and I seed, I and I race, speaking of the children. To do what? Why? Why is he going to circumcise I and I heart and the heart of I and I children? To love he who he be thy power with all thine heart. So here a question comes to mind. So if one has difficulty loving he who be who you be, I and I power with all their heart, it could be because some psychical smegma, is getting built up around the heart, and therefore it's because they need for he who be who you be to circumcise. So the actor, the one doing the action, is Jehovah, I and I power, circumcising thine heart. I mean, after all, you wouldn't want even your best brethren to circumcise your heart. You know what I mean? I have a man circumcised. What? Jehovah, thy power, he who be who he be, thy Elohim, will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed. Now, some ask, are we talking about the physical heart? The scripture points out this principle, and it's important for us to share this here, and even for ourselves to go over it, because we're in the world, not of the world, but sometimes, you know, when you're so much in the world, suddenly you hear something, and, you know, you might find yourself being pulled off the path. So by remembering and regular going over the word and iron sharpen iron, it talks about the heart on the left side and the heart on the right side. Did you know that? The heart on the left side, so that ones and ones can overstand these things for themselves, and also prove that scripture, you know, explain scripture. Here is Kohelet. Kohelet. Now, Kohelet is a preacher, but the word Kohelet, the tav, the T at the end, makes the word feminine. But it is Shlomo HaMelech who is the Kohelet, the preacher. But the word Kohelet itself is preacher, but in like the word literally is feminine. So just to see how the divine double helix works, right, and to get out of this Western Gentile mindlessness. Ecclesiastes 10 and 2 says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. So here in Shlomo Solomon's Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, Shlomo ben David HaMelech, son of David the king, was preacher in Yerushalayim, and here's what he preached. A wise man's heart is at his right hand. Okay, don't be wise, don't be no fool. But then if you look at the physical body, you say, wait, most people's hearts, I say most, right? Most people's heart tends to be more on the left side, right? I mean, our heart is not on the right side, you know, but generally speaking, the human being's heart is on the right side. No, it's on the left. It's on the left side. Check out your heart. Which side is your heart, left hand, right hand? Left side, the physical heart. But here it says a wise man's heart. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but that's not where the physical the use of heart here is not really limited to the physical, but it's using the physical from low degrees to high degree as an example. So keep this in mind, Ecclesiastes 10 and 2, we're talking about the heart here, and what is the heart? The Hebrew word is labor. Modern Hebrew, they might say lev. In Amharic, we say lib. So ancient pointing of Hebrew, lab, and lib is the heart. It refers to the inner man, the mind, the will, the heart, the understanding, the inner part. The word is used in Hebrew and many of the Afro-Semitic languages to refer to the inner part or the midst of something, right? The heart of the matter. Get to the heart of the matter, the midst of the matter, right? Throw that one in the heart of the sea. Throw them in the middle of the sea, far from shore, way out there in the middle of the sea, the midst, heart of man. Sometimes the soul and the heart is linked, but the heart in the Hebrew can be found to correspond with what we would call mind, knowledge, thinking, reflection, memory, inclination, resolution, determination of what? Of the will. Remember life and death, blessing and curse, choose life, so the choice factor. Conscience is also linked to heart. Heart in the sense, heart to come, in the moral character. Heart also is the seat of the appetites, as a seat, the seat of emotions and passions, or in some context, the seat of courage. Now, what's interesting about the word heart and soul, soul, nefesh, is a feminine word, but it refers to some of the same and similar aspects of the human being faculties as heart. Heart, lab, and lib is a masculine word. So the heart, once again, referring to the center of anything, the center of anything is a heart, and usually brought out as the thinking, the thought, the reflection, sometimes widely for the feelings. But in some contexts, the heart is like the mind, the will, and even in some cases, the intellect. But at the core, it's the center of anything is the heart. We sought to point that out right here. So when we chew the word here in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6, and Jehovah, thy power will circumcise thy heart, thy center, right, the center. The heart, the mind, the seat of the appetites, the feelings, the emotion, the heart of thy seed to do what? To love he who be who he be, I and thy power with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Interesting, the heart, masculine, the soul, feminine. Why? That thou mayest live. So once again, even here we have the double helix, so to speak, the male and the feminine, and the male and the female, the masculine and the feminine. Now, even thoughts on a certain energetic level can also be considered, as we have positive, and when we say negative, we're not talking about negative in the evil sense. We're talking about energetically. There is the positive and the negative energy, and the two together, much as we have the heart and the soul. So here, just to build a little bit more how much time we have here. Let's see if we can get through this right here. So what did Moses foretell would happen to Israel? Did we fulfill that one right there? Yeah, 13. What did Moses foretell would happen to Israel during the exile in the latter days? And we just read Deuteronomy chapter 31 to 6, and as Matthew said, we elaborated a little. After the people experienced both the Baraka and the Kalala, Baraka, blessing, has a sense of abundance, increase, and Kalala has a sense of decrease, in that sense, curse, consequence, tribulation. While Israel, once lost, now found, black and brown people, sheep of the Beit Israel, be scattered among the nations, all nations. This refers to the Roman exile after destruction, 70 AD, the Second Temple. The Babylonian exile, this does not refer to, because that was not a worldwide dispersion to the cross, to the north, south, east, west. The people would return to Jah with all their heart. Note the phrase, as we pointed out a little earlier, Wishab Yahuwah Loheka et Shebutika, that God or Jehovah, thy power, will return your captivity, in verse 3 of Deuteronomy 30 and 3. This uses a grammatical construction that implies that he, even he who be who he be, Hashem, will return with them. With Shab Yahuwah Loheka et Shebutika, will return with them. Jehovah, your power will return with your captivity. Some say this points to the second coming, right, of HaMashiach at the end of the great tribulation. At that time, I will bring you in, right? When we go now to the prophets, the prophecies, even the prophecies fulfilling and to be fulfilled. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20, it says, at that time, that I will bring you in. At that time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised and Isaiah among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes, your blessings, your goods, right, before your eyes. Note that the double reference to being brought in is a double reference to being brought in. At that time, I will bring you in. At the time when I gather you together, I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortune before your eyes. So this double reference to being brought in is thought to refer to two separate ingatherings. The first ingathering being brought in for those who are in the land during the return of HaMashiach. Most ones want to say the return of Jesus. That right there, we'll probably have to get into this in a little more of a reasonment, maybe even a vlog, is a little bit problematic, right? When Yeshua said, you know, you won't see me again, but he points to the work of the Father and Son is one, but the return of the Moshiach, the Messiah in the first and the second advent. The second, to those who are still located at the ends of the heavens, at the farthest regions from that 1040 area of the world, from the Euphrates to the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, the eastern portion of Africa, the Arabia, right, all the way up to, you know, the steps of Babylon, right? So right there. So just to make a link right here. So who are these? Isaiah brings this out. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 8, who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? This is also a word of the, some say, second advent and of the events to happen. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves? Dove is interesting because the word for dove is Jonah, like Jonah. I remember Jonah, his name, it means dove. Right, so who are these that are like Jonahs or like doves to their windows? 14. What does it mean when Hiel says he will circumcise your heart? We touched on this a little bit right here, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. Circumcision basically involves the removal of the outer to reveal the inner. The inner being the more sensitive part. This might be a reason why in the Torah readings, I mean the prophet's reading, right, of comfort, right, for the last Torah readings of the Shemesta, why much of the prophet's reading is like he is talking to she. It's like he is talking to, like, in some cases, a daughter. It's like in other cases, like he's talking to a wife, you know, a woman. He's talking to the soul of Jah people. So circumcision involves the removal of the outer to reveal the inner or the more sensitive part. The metaphor suggests heart surgery. Jah is saying that his people have a heart problem, heartically speaking. They have a heart issue, right? Where Jah people will be opened up, where Jah is going to open up. It's interesting because, you know, when they usually cut it, they cut it like a cross when they do the surgery to open up the chest. Will be open up to love Jah without blockage or obstruction. A blockage, obstruction. This is connected with the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant. In Jeremiah, in Ermias or Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 30 to 32, we have the new covenant. Wait, hold on. I have a new covenant, and they said New Testament, but actually the roots of the new covenant, the true new covenant, is found right here, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 30-32, where HaTorah, the Torah, would be, quote, written up on the heart, written heartically, written upon the heart, and become part of the inner character of HaNefesh, the inner character of the psyche, the inner character of the soul. The purpose of all this, Kol Zot, is, quote, so that you may live. So that you may live, its sole purpose is for the liberty of Jah people. That is to say, to experience rebirth. Ye must be born again and new life of the King of Kings Christ. 15. After Yisrael returns to Hailahim, to the power, at the end of days, the end times of the nation states, the Western Gentile, you call white supremacy, even though it's not really true, but, you know, at the end of the times of the Gentile, what will happen? This brings us here to Deuteronomy 30, verse 7. Here it says that Jah will judge the nations. Now, link that right there with Genesis chapter 15 and the 400 years. He says, also that nation they shall serve will I judge. Jah will judge the nations that downpress Yisrael, that downpress the Beit Israel, the Beit Yisrael, at home and abroad. This refers to the judgment of the nations after the Great Tribulation period. The sages, they identify where it says your foes. Let's just bring this out right here. Verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7, and Jehovah thy power will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, that persecuted thee. It's interesting. We sometimes say, oh, so-and-so, they're trying to be black. Well, maybe they might not, like Bob said to the man, do you have a choice in the matter? Maybe this is a part of it where he says he will put these consequences. The sages identify your foes as the seed of Esau, of Esau. This, from the ancient time, referred, when we said Esau, it referred to Rome. Rome, Esau, Rome. So it's interesting that in the epistle to the Romans that Paul brings this out. The thought of the seed of Esau refers to Rome and institutionalized Christianity, or counterfeit, as we call it, counterfeit Christianity. And your enemies as the seed of Ishmael. Ishmael, some say the Arabs or these and those. Now, some may want to protest, but even Torah says that Ishmael is a wild ass of a man. His hand is going to be against every man, including against his brother, right? And every man's hand, including his brother's hand, is going to be against him. 16. Moshe explained to the people that the commandment is not too far away, not up in Shemayim, not up in the heavens or space, outer space. Maybe that's why they're trying to get to outer space. They're trying to reach the source of the commandments. Too far to go. Nor over the sea. It's not up in heaven. It's not over the sea, but instead is as close as your mouth and heart. Is as close as your mouth and heart so that you can do it. So what commandment is meant in this case? Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to verse 14. Now, when we heard the reading, we heard something that in our going through it, we didn't bring it out then. We like to bring it out now. We like to balance, you know, the equation, the systemic anomaly, right, the equation. So chapter 30. Let's go to chapter 30 right here, verse 11. We're going to look at the Hebrew for a moment, because while we heard it read, it brought out the sense of the commandment being she, where we have right here, ki ha mitzvah hazod, yeah, key for ha the mitzvah. Some will say ki ha mitzvah, ki ha mitzvah hazot, for ki ha the mitzvah, commandment ha the zot, the this, for this commandment. But zot there is different than ze. Ze means like this in more of a male sense, ze, right? Ze ba ze, right? So as it's an honor of the brotherhood, ze ba ze, we're responsible for one another. Here is ki ha mitzvah hazot, for this commandment, speaking of she, the commandment is she. It says, for this commandment that I command thee this day is not too hard for thee, neither is it far off. Ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki me'auka hayom lo niflet he. Lo niflet he. She is not too, they say hard, almost like too wonderful in a sense, right? For you, right? Mimeka, mimeka, from the eye, where lo rechoka, rechoka he, and she is not far away. Where lo rechoka he. He is she in the Hebrew, and who is he in the Hebrew. So right here goes on to say, it is not in the heavens, it's not in Bashamayim, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to Shamayim and bring it to I and I and make I and I to hear it, that we may do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for I and I to bring it to I and I and make I and I to hear it, that we may do it. Verse 14, ki karo aleka, but the word is very nigh. Ki arob, for karob, karob, mir eleka, to the eye, male, hadavar, hadavar, the word, in thy mouth and in thy heart, in thy mouth and in thy heart, me'od, befika, very much in your mouth, u, Vilavaveka u bilababeka, bilababeka. So we have lib, leg, and lababeka, which could also be like in the conscience, right? La is soto, la is soto, that thou mayest do it, that thou mayest do it. So that aspect there was very clear to the ear, and we'd like to share that right there, how the male and the female, right, aspects of creation, you know, like the science based on nature. Nature shows us that as well. You know, centrifugal and centripetal, so to speak, forces, powers, the power. So Moshe explained to the people that the commandment wasn't too far away, not up in heaven or over the sea, but it was close as, very close as the mouth and the heart, so that you can do it. So what commandment? Is men. The sages interpret the commandment to be the one related to teshuvah. Some of the ancient sages say this is related to repentance because the context we have in Deuteronomy chapter 30. When Jah people will return and obey Ha Elohim, the power, after they have experienced the blessings, the baraka, and the alala, the curses of the latter days and times of the Gentiles. Note that the goal of teshuvah, of repentance or the turning from the astray way to Yahweh, as described in this passage, is so that the people can or may do it, that is to keep the commandments, and in the words of Garmawi Nusnages, the King Messiah, to fulfill the Ten Commandments. We cite that the commandment here, being referred to here, is the 10 words, the 10 commandments. From a Hebrew, proper Hebrew perspective, is one commandment. There are 10 words, like 10 articles of one word. This is why the apostle of Jerusalem, first apostle James, Yaakov, Jacob, says in the epistle to James, Epistle of James, he says that if you break one, you break all because it's all one. So we would say that that is the commandment right there. But that also involves teshuvah, repentance, a turn, a change. I do not want no carnal mind, not of our fleshy power, but of that emunah, that admittance in his power in I and I and we. 17, discuss how the Apostle Paul interpreted Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11 to 14, in Romans chapter 10, verse 5 to 8. We touched on this before, but just once again right here, Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, apostle to the nations, he first quotes Leviticus 18 and 5 as a summary of the meaning of HaTorah, that you must keep the commandments in order to, quote, live by them. In other words, you must entirely obey them to find life and liberty. He then contrasts, quote, the righteousness that is from the Torah with the righteousness that is of Emunah, that is of faith, admittance, hymeno. Only Ha Elohim, the power Xavier, can bridge the gap between Shemayim and Aretz, between the heavens and the earth. When Paul, Rav Shaul, when he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, but the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. In fact, this is given in the first person male sense. So speaking to all as one and each individual member. But the word is very near you, very near the eye. It is in the eye mouth and in the eye heart. He omits or does not bring out the last clause so that you can do it, precisely because we can't, quote, do it. That is, keep the commandments, or they did not do it, but by the righteousness that is of the Emunah, that living word in I and I, does it. So we do it, but is he in I that do it? So it's the word of faith, the word of Emunah, right? The word of the Amen, the word of Emunah, the Hymenot, is the message that Jah's righteousness now comes through Moshiach's work, the Messiah's work for I and I. And the confession of faith, it ascribes salvation to be of Jehovah, of he who be we be, not based on I and I own works, so-called works of righteousness. Now, this does not say that we should not do righteousness. Paul went into that as well, but it's saying that it is his power in I and I. We receive, that's a tawahido, that's the oneness right there. I'd like to share this quickly here. We're coming to the fullness right here from Hebrews. Remember Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, speaking to those, the Hebrew mindset right here. The word says this right here concerning his finished work, Let me see if I can get this part. Yeah, by a new, here we go, Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 19, let's say right here, to verse 22. The believer worships in the holiest, the Isle is, the Holy of Holies. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua. Well, you see, it's Hebrews. So when we hear blood of Yeshua, we're not thinking with a carnal mind. We know that blood is a symbol of life, the life of Yeshua, the life of Jah saves, of Jah's salvation. Verse 20, by a new and living way that he has consecrated for I and I through the veil, that is to say his flesh. So by the word becoming his flesh, that word and the eye with the spirit and I and I empowers I and I. And having an high priest, Kohen Gadol, over the house of Elohim. Let us make I and I draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, of the Emunah, the Hymenot, having I and I hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and I and I bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, just to add this right here. Make I and I hold fast, firm the profession of I and I faith, the hymenote, without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Verse 24 and 25, just to complete this section here. And make I and I consider one another to provoke to love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of I and I selves together, as the man of some is, but exhorting, building up one another, and so much the more as ye y'all see the day approaching. So here, just to bring that part out right there. Got two more right here, 19 and 20, right? Is it 19, 18, 19, 20, right? Ultimately, what was the choice that Moshe set before Israel in Deuteronomy 30 and 15? What was the choice, the choice factor, the choice between life and good and death and evil? This is the fundamental principle, the principle of free will, that Hailahim, the power, does not decree whether a given soul would be either righteous or wicked. So here, Elohim does not decree, okay, this soul going to be a righteous soul, this one going to be a wicked soul. Each one has a certain measure, right, of free will. What is the consequence of turning I and I heart away from the power? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 17 to 18. If you turn your heart aside, if your heart goes aside, you will be led aside. You'll be led astray into idolatry. That will lead to exile and eventual death, fire cycle, and potentially even psychical, spiritual death. What is interesting about the word right here is that psalm that says that, like, to the crook-hearted, the crooked, John will lead them away with the workers of iniquity, but peace, shalom, upon Israel. Right, and those who turn to their crook-hearted ways, it says that Jah will lead them. Right, he will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Is that 125? Is that 125 right there? Let's see if we can share this right here. Is that 125? Let's see if we can bring this up right here. We kind of just want to just put it all in here for the record. Right here. Okay, here it goes. Yeah. It's on 125, heal up Isaac Haile Selassie for the read.
I and I that trust in Selassie I shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are wronged about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out with thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie I, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie I shall dash them forth unto workers of iniquity. But I and I that love Selassie I shall live forever and ever.
Yes, I, Rastafari. So those who go aside to their crooked ways, it says that the power, he who be who he be, Jehovah will lead them astray. So if your heart turn aside, you will be led aside, astray, into idolatry, which will lead to exile and eventual death. 20th of the reasonments questions, what did Moshe entreat Jah people to do? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, right? Verse 19. What did he entreat Jah people, Israel, to do? Jah wanted Jah people to choose life by loving, obeying, hearing and obeying, cleaving, sticking to him. We have Psalm 36 and 9, for Elohim is your life and the length of your days, for with you is the fountain of life. Ki im ka mekor chayi, ki for Inka, as of Imanu, with us, El, here, Inka, with the I, male, Ki Inka, Mekor, the fountain. Chayi, the fountain of life, the fountain of lives, of liberty. Here. So here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. There was one more reason that we'll probably pick up on it, Jah willing, a little more on teshuva. Is it the same as repentance? Paul stated that Jah people have a zeal for Elohim, but not after knowledge, since they attempted to establish their own righteousness apart from Jah's righteousness, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. Here, some Rastas also doing the same thing when they go against Lassie's teaching on the Bible and on Jesus Christ. Discuss Paul's idea of the righteousness that is from Emuna, from the Hymeno, from the living faith. Here, the earth is Jehovah's, the fullness thereof. Selah moment.
Unto the King of
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Becca. Brother Midnight right there. Yes, I, Brother Vaughn. Here, here, here. Let's just ride up with this on the outro. Have a blessed Shabuah strong. New Year's coming forward. Be safe, be well. God bless the eye. Keep the eye, cause the face to shine on the eye and give the eye Yeshua Shalom. Here, here, here. Sealing off with St. Peter. Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. He gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my head and my strength, so shall I see. He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so shall I be afraid. Jah is my king. Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide in my resting and my rising, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide when Philistines come down upon me, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to fall, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. So shall I fear? He's my guide from the vampire. So shall I be afraid?
Jah is my king. Thank you.
Jive my health and my strength. So who shall I fear? He is a shield upon my right and my left hand. So who shall I be afraid?
Cherish my
Shabuah Tov.